The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Bird Show.
This is the week that UGA students are taking their finals here. Guys, remember? Let's go back quite a ways here to our colleges. You know, that last couple of weeks of the semester, and how completely stressed out you are. Papers and finals, and sometimes two and three finals on the same day.
And you know how it's always like, let's say the month before finals comes, you tell yourself, okay, this is going to be different. You know what? I'm really going to do well.
Really,
I'm really going to go out. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I'm going to set up a system in which I'm going to do this right. And then by the time finals comes, your brain is so fried that you're saying, screw it. Whatever is on the paper is all I can do. That's all I can give you. And
so
just see,
true.
You know, and then, you know, it's the odds on what your grade's going
to
be.
Did you do this where you tried to space out like you're cramming because you knew like you had a test on Tuesday, but you had like three on Thursday. So you'd only study for the test for Tuesday up to Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you use that time to study for all three of the other tests.
Or how about the theory that your brain will absorb more information if you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning before the exam, right? And did you ever hear this theory?
That
you get some sleep, but then you get up about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and then you study right before the exam. Apparently you're supposed to retain more knowledge or some crap like that. I tried that too.
Stressing out so much while you're cramming that you read the same page 10 times and you're like, God, I got to remember this. God, I got to remember this. I got to memorize it. And then you're like, okay, I've read it 10 times and all I'm doing is stressing about having to memorize it. I'm not actually memorizing anything.
I would love to give people finals like 72 hours after they actually take their finals.
Nothing.
Because you wouldn't have anything left at all.
Remember anything.
I mean, the minute it leaves your brain and gets down on the paper, like,
Forget it.
I remember that. The overthrow of Russia. Okay, got that. Gone. Like, you write it down. Gone.
Out of the head, man.
Like, it's like from brain to arm to hand to pen to gone forever.
Yeah. Empty.
All right, we're going to need your help on this. If you successfully pulled all-nighters, and took your finals the next day, what we'd like you to do here is create an idiot's guide to pulling an all-nighter for any of the students that over the next couple of days have to pull these all-nighters and cram for their finals. And I know some of you are going to call up and say, you're encouraging students to wait to the last minute.
Well, it's the last week of finals, you dumbass.
It's
shut the hell up.
The last
and they're going to do it anyway since there was the first college. You know what?
Right.
All-nighters happen. We all wait to the very last minute. So save your phone call.
I will. I'll start it off with a hint that I learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Because going to college, I've never been a fan of coffee. Never drank coffee. Never. I mean, the most caffeine I would have would be, you know, like a soda every now and again. And I don't even to this day.
Yeah.
Like if Bert sees me getting a soda out of the vending machine, he's like, ooh, late night last night, because I don't. I just don't drink caffeine. So. And I was never a big soda fan, so like it was always juice and water. So I decided to take one of them caffeine pills after cramming once.
They look so small. Like, how could this possibly keep me up all night?
Well, not only did it keep me up, but I practically crapped my pants in the middle of my history pre-1812 final. So you have to remember that not only will it give you a nice buzz, but I have heard the rumors of what coffee does to your... You know.
It jacks you up your metabolism for sure.
Right. So I took the pill and went into the class and got halfway through an essay on the, U.S. Revolution or something. And all of a sudden, hello.
All right. So your addition to the idiot's guide to pulling in an all-nighter would be?
Don't poop yourself.
Well,
if you have something a little bit better than that, 404-741-1005. So you would say if you don't normally take caffeine, that's not the night to start, or at least keep it to a couple of cups.
I will even expand on it. Don't drastically alter your either eating, drinking, whatever habits. Like if you normally, like if you've heard some rumor that eat a big meal before, you know, like don't just try to stay as normal as you can. If you have to stay up all night, do it. Try to maintain everything as status quo as possible. Like, you know, runners aren't supposed to buy new shoes right before a big race, that type of thing.
I think I'm going to keep this right on the caffeine, though, because I think for exams, like going on what Jeff said, it can come out the other end. I had a friend who never drank caffeine and made a pot of coffee and drank the whole pot before the exam and puked her way to the exam.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because it upset her stomach so badly. So I'm going to just stick with, if you don't drink caffeine, don't start now.
Stay away from it. Becky.
Hi, guys.
Hi, we're going to take you off the voice disguiser. What are you going to add to the Idiot's Guide to pulling an all-nighter for finals?
I would read my notes out and tape them, read them out loud and tape record them, and then just play them over and over again all night. I would put my boombox on repeat and would just keep going all night.
So as you were sleeping, you thought subliminally you were getting those messages in your head so you'd keep them up all night?
Yeah, it works. It has worked for every class I've ever taken, and that's all I've ever done.
And you graduated from...
University of Florida. Woo-hoo.
Good morning, Micah.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm a big fan. Listen to you every chance I get.
Thank you very much.
Well, I just want to tell you, okay, I'm an architecture student at Southern Polytech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pull an all-nighter 2-3 times a week on a good week.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, so I've learned from experience, if you're pulling an all-nighter, and let's say you got a class at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you think you want to pull... Ooh. Oh, I don't know. I'll go home and get an hour's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
So if you're up, just stay up all night is what you're saying?
If you're up, stay up all night. You will fall asleep during your final. You have a better chance of staying awake and passing your final if you don't go to sleep.
I agree with that also.
I agree with that. I did that before. I forgot what. It was like some science class or something, and I did the, let me just take a little nap, and I ended up running. Because the professor was really strict about you can't be late or whatever. So I ran across campus in my nightshirt. Like I threw a pair of jeans on and put my hair up in a ponytail, looked wretched, but I got to class on time. And he laughed at me when he had me the exam because obviously I had slept right up to the time.
And don't start playing those mind games with yourself like at 3:30 or 4 in the morning where you go, you know what, I'll just lie on the couch for 15 minutes.
Because
15 minutes is 3 hours and you're going to miss your final. Good morning, Autumn. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey, I actually had my final yesterday.
Uh-huh.
In what and at what school?
Georgia State.
Okay.
And, yeah, I totally crammed the night before, but then I had to go to work Monday, so I got to school early yesterday, and me and one of my friends, we had this huge essay question that we had to memorize,
mm-hmm.
and she's one of those teachers that wants you to memorize every detail or she marks the whole thing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we sat there, and we kept calling back the essay question to each other, like reciting it out loud and, like, rewriting it over and over and over again.
So you memorize your essay questions?
Yeah, and I memorized it all for the test, but today I couldn't tell you any of it. But it got me through the test.
So true.
That's the crappy thing about cramming is you're not going to like Jeff said, I mean, as soon as the test is over,
gone.
It's out of the pencil, out of the pen, gone.
You know what always worked for me? It was flashcards. I know it sounds so elementary school, but when you had a lot of vocabulary to remember or, like, just a lot of, like, little facts to remember in different classes. I always did flashcards because I'm a visual learner. So if I could see like the big word on one side and the meaning on the other, I could somehow recall that when I was at the test. So that definitely helped with all-nighters because it was like a way to like actually write it out. And in that way, you're kind of learning and then be able to visually remember it and flip it.
There's Jen Hobby somehow evolving crafts into what she's doing.
Yes, and markers and colors. Yes, very fun.
404-741-1005. It's the Idiot's Guide to Cramming for a test or, you know, pulling your all-nighter.
And all the words that she had on the vocabulary cards had that special sorority with the dots at the end of every, like on the end, it had the little big... The big dots at the end of every angle, so that
smiley faces over the eyes.
Right, and they're all very cheerful, and there's somehow glitter involved.
And there's little daisies all around it too.
The important words, she wrote the word with glue, and then sprinkled glitter on it. And took it off.
Good morning.
Those are the really important ones.
Right.
All the Hits Q100.
Good morning, Bridge. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, I know that this last week I've been taking finals, and the big thing that I was doing, I was stocking up on energy drinks.
Uh huh.
So I would stay up like all through the night, and somehow or another, I was still hyper in the morning. So I'm like skipping the class and trying to get my you know, test done. But it seems to work. I don't know. Maybe I'm ADD and it just reacts that way.
So energy drinks is your suggestion?
Yeah, energy drinks through the night and you'll be set for the morning.
I'd love to look at
what was your energy drink of choice?
Right now, it would probably be Full Throttle.
Okay. And what school are you talking about?
Georgia State University.
Congratulations on getting
through
the
class. Thank you.
I'd love to look at Red Bull sales. Like the two weeks around finals on like a college campus, you know, and just see what percentage, you know, they probably do 30% of their business the last 2 weeks of the year.
That is, you know what? I mean, you could probably make a fortune on college campuses also. Like,
do it like an ice cream truck.
Yeah, man.
Ding, 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 ding.
Come through with a Red Bull.
Hey, the Red Bull truck is here. All these zombies are out of your window.
It's like Night of the Living Dead.
It's like the beer tub girls. You know, normally they have like the Bud Light chick selling the beer in every corner. Do the Red Bulls.
Good morning, Olivia. You're on All the Hits
Q100. Hey, I'm at nursing school at Georgia State. Mm-hmm. And last semester, when we pulled an all-nighter before one of our exams, we went to IHOP.
Why okay. IHOP?
IHOP is open 24 hours a day. Okay. And when you are starving and you feel like you can't learn anything else, you just have to go to IHOP and they'll be happy and cheerful and serve you really good food and you can study while eating.
Okay. IHOP it is.
I think that's a good point, too, is that you should eat, especially if you're going to do these energy drinks or you're going to do a whole bunch of coffee or whatever. You can't do those things with no food in your system.
You're taking the test like this. Yeah, I'm good. No, I'm serious. I'm fine. If you can just hold my hand steady, I'll write the words.
Right.
Cool. Oh, I just crapped myself.
Hey, Melody, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I know a lot of people have said they've got food and drinks and all of that stuff, but the most important thing is make sure that you pick out the important things that you're supposed to learn. So many people try to learn, like, you know, 10 weeks or a 16-week semester in one night, and you can't do that. It's just impossible. So you really should focus and pick out the highlights of what went on in class and not try and read, you know, six chapters in one night or whatever.
Okay, so just the important stuff, because if you try doing everything
too
much.
Pick out your buzzwords, you know, pick out the topics that were discussed in class, study your notes, but don't try and read, like, every chapter that you went through.
Got it.
I know, so I know somebody that I went to college with who totally screwed up during one of our finals and the way that, you know, this is one of those teachers that 50% of the grade was the midterm and 50% was the final.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all based on, like, one book, and he studied the entire wrong book.
Oh, no.
He got in, he crammed down the whole thing, didn't pay attention to the class, went in, read the whole entire book, studied the whole, and he's like, got it all wrapped up. I know everything about presidential history before 1800. And we're like, dude, the final's 1800, 1899.
Oh,
that's like class rage, not road rage, but class rage.
You're pulling fire alarms to get everybody out of school at that point.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Okay, I have one word for you. Adderall.
Adderall. What is Adderall?
It's a drug for ADD.
Okay.
So it helps you study, it helps you learn everything, and it keeps you up all night.
It's true. I did take somebody's Ritalin one time.
I mean, you can't go
somebody
wrong.
Somebody else's.
Save that.
Just stay up and study.
How do you get your hands on Adderall? I mean, I'm guessing it's a prescription drug, right?
It's a prescription drug, but, friends will give it up.
All right, so you got to go to all of your friends and ask them if they're on Adderall.
Oh, okay. Find your ADD friends early in the semester and then rely on them when it comes to finals.
Yeah, I like to go there.
I just need a little hit. Just a little hit. Okay, just a little hit right
I like there. To hang out at schoolyards on recess and look at the kids spazzing out on the swing set and then try to make a deal with them before they head back in.
Through the fence.
I go out with Crash after and shake down 8-year-olds. Hey, dude, what do you got? Adderall? Ritalin?
Yeah,
what do you got?
I got a final coming up, dude. Come on, help me out.
I got a Tickle Me Elmo in the car. Swear to God.
If we had a dollar for everybody that was calling up talking about Adderall, we'd all be rich and out of the show.
Are you kidding?
Good morning, Laura. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi. I am graduating from UGA this semester. I'm actually all done, so I just have to walk. But I have the ultimate way to stay up all night. What you do, first of all, is usually they give you a study guide. Write down all the answers to the, like, words or whatever on the study guide and consolidate that onto, like, a couple sheets of paper. Then you take some Adderall. And then you go to the Waffle House, and the ladies up there are really nice, especially the one at Five Points. They're great. And they will keep you in coffee, and anytime you get hungry, just have your waffle, your egg sandwich, and you're good to go.
All right, so the winning combination is Adderall, Waffle House, and coffee.
perfect. Just don't overdo it because you'll get the shakes.
All right.
Did you guys ever have a final given in a room that wasn't your normal classroom?
No. Uh-uh.
That screwed me up one time because, you know, you're cramming, you're staying up all night, you have no sleep, you've got all this information rattling around in your brain, and you show up in the classroom where you normally were in the class, and the final's not there.
And it takes you out of your routine a little bit.
Totally takes you, totally throws you off, so you got to go to some other random auditorium. And I remember just like running across campus to make sure I could find it. So I would say also make sure you know where the classroom is, where it's being given.
I have one more that I forgot about that actually a professor suggested that really did help. If you are playing with anything, like if you have one of the stress balls or if you have, you know, a can of Coke or whatever you have in your hand at the time you're studying, take it to the classroom with you because somehow your brain will associate whatever you're playing with whatever you were learning at the time, and
really?
It can help you retain that information. So I forgot what I used, like even Silly Putty one time. I think I even used Silly Putty and went into the exam with it.
Okay, all of these are going to be posted on allthehitsq100.com. Again, it's the Idiot's Guide to Pulling an All-Nighter for your finals. Becky, you'll be the last caller here.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, the only thing that's missing from the winning combination of Waffle House and Adderall is a study group with the smart person who's actually been going to all the classes the whole semester.
That's clutch.
That's the winner right there.
You got to pick out that person right off the bat and get cozy real quick.
Because that's the only way you'll make sure you have all the right answers to the study guide and you're cramming for the right stuff.
Smart.
Find the producer Tracy of your group.
Exactly. All right, go to allthehitsq100.com for that.
The Bird Show.